We're in California because it's the pulse of skateboarding.
And it's ironic that while we're the state that applauds innovative technologies, we have a law on the books that prohibits the electrically motorized industry from growing.
Skateboarding is not a crime, or at least it shouldn't be. But in California, at the center of tech innovation, not to mention home to wonders like Lords of Dogtown and Brink, electric skateboarding is banned.
I think the biggest issue with the legislation right now is that it's pretty unclear. It kind of is a telling sign that the person who wrote this bill is, I think, in their 80s now.
Back in the 70s, California outlawed motorized skateboards because they were heavy polluters in terms of both emissions and noise. But like most other technologies, they've evolved.
So electric skateboards are a really fun and fast way to complete those in-between commutes since it's purely electric. We have zero tailpipe emissions. We use regenerative braking. We use highly efficient motors and batteries, which really allows us to go a long way on a charge.
Ben Foreman is the co-founder of Intuitive Motion, an electric skateboard manufacturer based in Northern California. He launched his product, Z-Board, with a Kickstarter campaign back in 2012, and his product has since been in high demand.
We've built thousands of boards, shipped them to all 50 states, over 45 countries. So the reception has really been amazing, because there are certain people that aren't going to want to buy into this market until this gray area of the legislation is cleared up.
This is just one example of California's excessive regulatory environment.
State Assembly member Kristen Olson is working with Foreman to craft legislation that lifts the ban.
I've been carrying a bill, Assembly Bill 2054, that would legalize the use of electrically motorized skateboards in transportation corridors across California. We want to make sure that California remains the center of innovation.
The real reason that we're pursuing this is because it's potentially putting a ceiling on our market, a ceiling on our business, a ceiling on how many boards we can build, a ceiling on how many square feet that we can rent, how many people we can hire.
I've learned that very few things are easy in the legislative process, especially when it involves change and new technologies. And so a lot of the challenge with being able to move a bill like this through the legislature is dispelling the myths that are in people's minds that really have nothing to do with what this board is about.
This task fell to Foreman, who took valuable time away from his five-man business operation to trek up to Sacramento and educate lawmakers.
So we had an electric skateboard demonstration in a plaza outside the Capitol last year. My partner went around different offices at the Capitol to give people demonstrations of the product.
And Foreman says reviews were positive. Their proposed legislation didn't meet any serious opposition, aside from some cyclists who expressed concern about having to share the road.
Electric skateboarding, in a lot of ways, it isn't a partisan issue. It's clean, it's creating jobs.
But even without any political opposition, AB 2054 has had to go back to the drafting stage because, as Foreman found out, the legislative process is extremely convoluted.
If it had been me personally, all by myself, trying to figure out the future of this legislation, I would have had no clue where to start.
We discovered as we were working on AB 2054 in the legislative process that there are a lot of technical challenges that need to be fixed to make sure that it's consistent with other parts of the vehicle code and that the language is being written concisely enough.
Olson plans to reintroduce the bill early next year. And despite the snail's pace of the political process, they are still optimistic about reform.
So it's been an uphill battle. The fact that it's taken a little bit longer than we would have liked initially has been a bit of a headache. We've made a lot of progress.
We believe at the end of the day, we will be able to pass AB 2054, and we will see the prohibition against these motorized skateboards deleted from law.